It's Thursday, March 24th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Employment trends to review as employers miss the obvious. And what digital skill is surprisingly important. This is the Business of Tech. Infotech Research Group has released its 2022 trends report on the IT talent market, quoting from Channel Futures. Infotech's research indicates that to compete, successful organizations will need to incorporate new ways of working. This is beyond simply having a remote work policy. The IT talent market will never be the same. Organizations must reevaluate their employee experience from the bottom up to weather the shift to the new normal successfully. Research conducted by Time is Limited illustrates that holding on to workers currently employed has still not become a priority despite a major turnover among many enterprises. Just 39% of HR leaders say improving retention is a top objective in their businesses. By contrast, 94% of HR leaders believe that employees' experience at their company to be important, but a disconnect exists between the hiring department and the current state of the workforce. This discrepancy between the views of hiring managers and executives leads to unsustainable amounts of brain drain as employees look for work elsewhere when experience at a company is deemed unsatisfactory. By and large, the unsatisfactory employee experience is leading to high amounts of turnover within several companies around the U.S., as 61% of HR executives believe that retention rates for those hired during the pandemic will be lower than pre-pandemic rates. Of the businesses included in the survey, 76% stated they were experiencing more year-over-year employee departures, and 68% of enterprises have a turnover rate higher than 10%. Insider makes my case, too, with a series of interviews of employees doing exactly what I expected, pushing back and saying no thank you to returning to the office. Google, too, getting pushback. Per more reporting in Insider, Googlers pushed back on the company's return-to-office plans, asking why all employees weren't able to choose to be permanently remote and arguing that the rules around remote work were being applied inconsistently. This at a recent company all hands. Even some governments are figuring this out. In Connecticut, there's a pilot project at the state level that's halfway completed to test some IT staff at 100% remote work, only coming into the office if absolutely necessary. That from State Scoop. And in an interesting survey of UK workers, the majority support laws that include a right to disconnect from their employer. More than half of UK workers deem it unacceptable for their employer to expect them to respond to emails, texts, calls, and instant messages sent by their boss during private or leisure time, the survey found. Two-thirds of UK workers said they participate in work-related communications outside of their working hours, with just 30% abstaining completely from communication with their workplace outside of their contracted hours. Why do we care? The old way of work is dead, and not enough companies have realized that. Here's my other data for that. 75% of executives want to come back to the office 3 or more days a week, compared with just 37% of rank and file employees, according to a Slack Future Forum report. And it's happening that way. Data from Castle Systems showing the weekly occupancy rates for offices is at just 39.5%. And even at the worst of the pandemic, it was at just under 20%, a far cry from that near 100% in the before times. The sooner businesses wise up and recognize what is happening, the better off they'll be. And when I can point to governments as figuring this out before many executives, well, leaders with no one behind them are just on a walk, standing stubbornly with arms crossed that you can force workers, combined with this lack of investment and retention, shows the space for agile, smart organizations to pull ahead and a range of opportunity to help organizations be those winners. This is playing out as predicted. According to research from Kulik, a little over 1 in 5 employees believe their employer is preparing them for a more data-oriented and automated workplace at 21%. This is despite most business leaders predicting an upheaval in working practices due to the rapid onset of AI. The report, Data Literacy, the Upskilling Evolution, found that 35% of employees say they had changed jobs in the last 12 months because their employer wasn't offering enough upskilling and training opportunities. That from Channel Life New Zealand. And while I'm on digital skills, here's some new research by academics at the Warwick Business School and the University of Sydney Business School. They dug into the use of PowerPoint in business and found that the people who designed and edited the slides strongly influenced the direction a company's strategy took and have suggested that employees who want to influence company strategy should help design the firm's presentations. Quote, our findings suggest that those who craft the visuals in PowerPoint slides have the power to influence a strategy's direction. PowerPoint's visual features are intimately connected to the direction strategy conversations take and subsequent activities, they said. The researchers added that since the power is, quote, in the eye of the slide creator, organizations should consider who is making the slides and who the audience will be. Why do we care? Those who make the PowerPoint visuals guide direction, plus they're the ones who get to pitch the ideas. The power of presenting ideas, telling stories, and delivering messages is a skill worth investing in, and those that do that get to set strategy. Should be a pretty good selling point for training services, too. SafeDNS, the web filtering solution for MSPs. With an ever-increasing number of cyber attacks and data loss, customers ask, how do I deal with it? The answer? Add an extra layer of protection, web filtering on a DNS level. Deploy SafeDNS and be protected in minutes. With a reseller panel and white label capability, generate more recurring revenue with AI-powered DNS threat protection, all with 24/7 support. Want to learn more? For details, contact SafeDNS at safeDNS.com. Thanks for listening. I'm going to keep this one brief today, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.